Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 340 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, State of Georgia, vs. Leo M. Frank. In Fulton Superior Court, trial begun August 26, 1913. Judge L.S. Roan presiding, conviction of murder at July term, 1913 of Fulton Superior Court, and motion for new trial. Brief of the evidence, Mrs. J.W. Coleman, sworn for the state, I am Mary Fagan's mother. I last saw her alive on the 26th day of April, 1913, about a quarter to 12 at home at 146 Lindsay Street. She was getting ready to go to the pencil factory to get her pay envelope. About 11:30, she ate some cabbage and bread. She left home at a quarter to 12. She would have been 14 years old the first day of June, was fair-complected, heavy-set, very pretty, and was extra large for her age. She had on a lavender dress, trimmed in lace, and a blue hat. She had dimples in her cheeks. Cross-examination. The blue hat that was seen here was not the little girl had on that day. It had some pale blue ribbon and some flowers when she left home. It was a small bunch of little pink flowers right in the center. We live two blocks from the streetcar line. There is a store there at the place she usually gets on the car, kept by Mrs. Smith. Epps is a neighbor of ours. He was a friend of Mary's. He wasn't the special friend of hers. Mrs. Direct examination. These are the clothes that she wore on that day. State's Exhibit M. George Epps, sworn for the state. I live right around the corner.